today's home.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Body. It's a beautiful 11th of March. Introduction, Frosty.
It is beautiful.
And by the way, yesterday we were talking about self-sufficiency, and Frosty was talking about his beer cave. And you know, the drawings of his beer cave with all the beer in there and his little growing room for the hops and other medicinal plants.
Oh, stop.
Okay. And, of course, my soulmate, Linda.
I have something I want to share with our loyal listeners.
Well, hundreds of thousands.
Because this affects every single person, unless, of course, you're a priest, and then I'm not sure if that doesn't, if you're still not affected somewhat by it.
Don't even want to go there. Okay. Let's talk about it quick.
How can you talk about this quickly?
You can't. All right. Well, anyway, you can if you're a guy.
Anyway, that's true. This morning, one of the pleasures in the morning of waking up early and letting the dog out and enjoying, the morning romp is, not figuratively, but is to turn on the Fox Radio, Fox News, and enjoy a giggle. And this morning we got a really big laugh.
Well, I don't think it was really laughable. I thought it was like written in cement, and it was like the voice, you know, written in fiery letters when it said, the more sex you have, the healthier you are.
That's right.
University of Connecticut researchers said that if you have sex on an average of 3 times a week, that if you're a man, your chance of having a stroke goes down 50%. And that it also is, it's good for a woman's heart. That all the endorphins and all the prephenols that are released during this time frame gives you a sense of euphoria that ordinarily you would not have.
And somehow they used the term $50,000 or the amount of $50,000. It's like getting a $50,000 raise per year.
It is. It gives you the feeling of self-satisfaction and the feelings that you have from a sex life that is good is equivalent to having like $50,000 more in income. Well, you know, and I know people that said, you know, the heck with my sex life, give me the $50,000. But it is, but you know, we've always talked about it. No, not me.
Oh, I thought you said I know people.
Are you kidding? I'm
not the crowd we run with.
I'm not. Yeah, they're all up to like a, yeah. Anyway,
how many times per second, or
okay,
how many times?
How many times a day does a man think about sex? All right, it's once every 52 seconds. This researchers have done this. Now, how many times a day does a woman think about sex? Once.
I don't know.
Anyway. Anyway, those are things that get you going here. But we've got a great guest today here, Senior Chief Rob Burrows. We're going to be talking about the Boondocker Ball. We're going to be talking about this great museum he's got. But we've also got a number of other things we're going to talk about. And this is an open line show. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking about. We can romp and roll on that. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Let's romp.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. This portion of the show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in economic problems, criminal and civil. And Rob's going to be here tomorrow. Ask the lawyer. It was very well received. He'll answer all your questions. Hey, our guest today, Senior Chief.
Good morning.
Robert Burrows. How are you doing today, Robert?
Very good. Good to be here.
Great. Hey, look, before we get started on that, I want to talk about something that's happening on the 19th. March 19th is the sixth year I guess say anniversary. I don't know. Anniversary seems happy, and that's not what we're into. Is the sixth year that we have been in Iraq. And again, as you all know, Linda and I don't care what you think about the war. I hate war personally. I've been to too many of them. I've seen too many people suffer from it. But you need to support the warrior. Those men and women that are out there fighting, they deserve our support. They're volunteers. Nobody's forced them to do this. They're out there. But they deserve our support. And on March 19th, on the corner of Dana and Hilltop, we're going to have a big group of people out there. They're going to be bringing flashlights and flags, and they're going to wave them, and they're going to be wearing red, white, and blue. And we're going to be recognizing our warriors.
What day is that again?
March 19th. And it's going to be on the corner of Dana and Hilltop. And trust me, we're going to be talking about this more. Rob and I were in Fallujah, Iraq at the same time.
At the same time?
A couple years ago, we didn't even know it.
Lots of mortar rounds.
Lots of mortar rounds.
Lots of mortar rounds.
Yeah, it's one of the places you go to chapel, you have to kind of, like, you know, drop. Drop and roll.
All over the streets.
Yeah. Okay. You've got something going here.
We do. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is proud to pronounce or to produce. We're putting out the Boondocker Ball. And that's coming up on the 21st of this month on March. And for those that don't know what boondockers are, those are combat boots. And so this is our Boondocker Combat Ball. We're honoring all of our veterans, every branch, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, Seabees, Reserve, National Guard. And this is our opportunity to go ahead and honor them. We're putting this program together. It's for a building for this museum project. We've been searching all over Reading and the North State for the right location for a temporary facility. And so the funds from this fundraiser are going to help be able to put us into a facility to get started so we can get some grants coming in, so we can get the public walking through the doors and seeing exactly what we have. You know, this museum is not about so much military items as it is the veterans' stories. And that's why we call it the Veterans Museum. And we want to be able to share these stories of the men and women who have gone, they've served, past, present, and the future, the guys and gals that are over there serving right now. And they come back and they have stories to tell, these wounded warriors that served during World War II and Korea and Vietnam and Desert Storm and Panama and right now, that are over there right now. And this is our opportunity to tell the stories of these individuals and re-educate and allow our youth to be able to come in and see exactly what's happening with the stories. It's really easy for anybody to put items on a table and say, hey, this is military stuff. But that's not what this is about. This is about telling about the men and women who put their lives on the line, who suffered. It's about the stories of the men and women who didn't come back. And for us to be able to honor those individuals and then to have other items be able to help tell that story.
Well, you know, this is something that Rob started, and I think it's very worthy of our area, because if you look at the number of veterans we have here in the North State, I mean, just in our county, the last count we had, and who knows if this count is good. I think, personally, it's probably pretty short, but we've got over 19,000 veterans in Shasta County. You've got 20,000 in Tehama, and I'm not too sure about what Trinity has and all this, but we've got thousands of veterans here. And what Rob's doing is he's telling the story. You know, there's 6 million veterans still alive from World War II. In Korea, but unfortunately, they are passing away very rapidly. So we're trying to capture that, and then of course you have the Vietnam era of I think it's something 4 or 5 million there, and then up to and including today, because we're still fighting and we're going to still be fighting. And this heritage museum, this heritage center that you're putting together is so good, and you've been busting your butt to get it done, and so this is the first fundraiser you've had.
This is our first fundraiser. We put together a nonprofit in May of last year, so it hasn't even been a full year since we started this program, and we've had so many people that want to support us and have given us the moral support and offered donations as far as items and things like that. And so now we have enough to open about a 10,000 square foot facility just right now in less than a year. And so we're looking for this facility so we can get this stuff out of storage and get it out where people can look at it and learn from it.
Well, I know that you've got limited seating because it's going to be down at the Veterans Center next to the post office there on Yuba Street. So how many people can you stuff in there?
We're looking at 350 seats.
Okay. I tell you what, those seats are going to go fast, people. And this is your way to support not only our veterans that are, you know, that have served, but also to be able to have an educational center right here in the North State. And let me tell you, you get something like this, and I know that the center they have there in Quantico draws thousands of people every year just to see the historical center there in Quantico, the museum. And it will draw people from all over to see this museum. With 350 seats, and I'm going to be the MC there. I'll be in uniform, but from the 1940s. And Bob Hope is going to be there with us.
That's right. We're bringing Bill Johnson in from Las Vegas, and he's a Bob Hope impersonator, and he does a fantastic job. And he's going to be working with Carl that evening. And it will also have the Straight Ahead Band. We'll have a 19-piece orchestra. So even if you don't dance, you can come on down and have dinner. You can enjoy a great evening of music, some entertainment.
40-style, USO-style dinner and dance.
Dinner and dance.
And you get to hear Linda sing the national anthem and maybe more.
Linda's going to sing. That's right.
This is going to be it's going to be a great time, and it's going to be great for our community, and it's going to be great for our future here. Hey, this is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got to take a quick break here so we can shamelessly sell stuff.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400. Oh, KQMS. We're here, aren't we? This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The experts in anything that you want, jewelry repair, watch repair, check it out. We have a special guest in the house tonight. We're talking about the Boondocker Ball. Actually, it's today. A special guest in the house today, talking about an evening benefit.
Absolutely. Again, that's March 21st. It's a Saturday evening. And, our biggest help that we got right now is United Way has been just a great help with us, helped sponsoring us. We've been using their building. And they have a program called SOS, which is Support Our Soldiers. And through this program, they're able to help sponsor us a little bit as far as volunteer support and moral support and being able to use their offices for different items. And that they're helping us sell our tickets. And so because they have a full staff there, someone there's all the time, they're able to go ahead and sponsor us by allowing us to use their facility to sell tickets and things like that. And the phone number for them is 241-7523. In the United Way office is over off Benton Drive, right behind the Women's Refuge.
Now let's talk about the Wounded Warriors tables.
One of the things that we're offering, and this is really big on my part because just returning from Iraq, it's been a year and a half, but it seems like sometimes it was yesterday. There's so many individuals in our community that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan off of different tours of duty, and you don't hear about it. They're kind of left out in the cold or in the closet or off to their own demise. And so what we want to do, what we're doing with our program is we're asking companies or families or individuals to sponsor tables and to allow us to go ahead and sponsor Wounded Warrior families, either the individuals that served or their spouse while their family members overseas, or a father and mother who have maybe lost a son or a daughter overseas, and to allow them to come and be a part of our program and have somebody sponsor them and bring them in and say, hey, thank you for what you're doing for us. We're not forgetting you. We appreciate what you're doing. And come have a great evening with us, because this museum is about you. And so that's what we want to do.
Now, you can sponsor a table for how much? I mean, it's not a thousands of dollars, people.
It's $400 for eight individuals at a table. And we would ask that whoever's doing the sponsor would sponsor at least two to four individuals or more based upon what their need is or what they would like to do. And that way we can bring some of these wounded warriors or returning warriors. They don't even have to be wounded warriors, but just returning warriors back to our community. And it's a way for us to say thank you to them for their service to our country and to our community.
Again, we're talking about the Boondocker Ball, being that those are combat boots. Love that. That's March 21st. You can actually, it would be fun to go in costume. 1940-style USO dinner.
And that's what we're asking. We're asking if any individuals are out there that are going to be coming, if they want to get a uniform or anything like that, they can contact Karen over at Wonderland Signs, and she has chameleon costumes, and she'd be glad to get you hooked up with a costume from the era, male or female, military or non-military. We would like it to be military or something along that line. And she has a great selection, and so it's just going to be a great evening of just enjoying everything from that time frame, the 1940s, But the biggest thing is we're supporting our veterans in our community
yeah.
and helping our wounded warriors that have coming back.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do is we're going to put the website for the Boondocker Ball on the front page of our website, and we'll put a news flash up there until we can get our webmaster back to the earth from wherever he's at right now. And so we can put your link right there in the front page, just like we have a Missing in America project. So here it is, you know, North State, is that we've got a chance to do something that's very worthy. Again, one of the reasons that Linda and I love this place, love the North State, and love the people here is because we take care of our own. And things are tough right now, but this is something, this Boondocker Ball is going to help our state grow, or help our area grow up here. And it gives a way for us to pass down from generation to generation the heroism and the sacrifice that our parents and their parents have made for our country, for us to be able to live with the freedoms that we have right now.
One of the things I just wanted to add real quick, if possible, I am the team leader for the Northern California Honor Guard team for the United States Navy out at IGO.
Yes.
And we see these veterans and their families come through every single day and listen to the stories of these veterans and where they were and where they served, and POWs and shot down and gone back up, just like Colonel James Sweat. And there's such courage and heroism in these stories that has gone to the wayside that nobody knows about. And these stories yeah. need to be gleaned.
And we need to capture these.
Be presented to our generation.
Yeah. I tell you what, Chief, we sure appreciate what you're doing. And we're going to support this all the way. We're going to be talking about this a lot more because we've got a few more days before it starts. It's Carl and Linda Bott here
Thank
on Free
you.
Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the state. Finest walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelley also have Espresso Joe's there that provides coffee of any kind you want. Lattes, mochas, you name it, at a real great price. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. Hey, you know, something else happened. You know, have you ever gotten that package and it's got plastic all around it? Some of it's just saran wrap. Some of it is that stuff you have to take shears, literally shears, to open up those packages. Then you have to find something to pry it open with. It yeah. takes you maybe 5 or 6 minutes and it's really maddening. Well, I have the solution. I hold it in my hand. I look down at my 5.5-pound animal that's looking up at me, elk killer, the cross between a baboon and a leopard. I toss it to her, and in 1.3 seconds, she has it open. And, of course, the next 15 minutes is me chasing her down trying to get it out of her mouth. So, hey, Dr. Bond, stand by. Tell your people get ready. As soon as we catch her, we're going to try and bring her down for another shot.
Oh, man, she's got us on the run, I'll tell you.
Okay, enough about that dog, but I tell you about, you know, plastic girl. Okay, some other things. We have, it looks like, too, you know, as long as we're going in that direction about the, they've done more studies, too. If you carry a cell phone, that it directly affects the fertility of men. If you're on it for many hours, so they've done another study like that. You know, they started doing studies about, you know, if you hold it up against your head for so many hours a day, it can, you know, starts growing things in your brain. And that's not true.
Is that why they call it a Bluetooth?
A Bluetooth.
Sorry. Pa-dum-pump. Couldn't pass it up. Sorry.
Okay, Jerry. You're up,
roots.
Jerry.
Hi.
How you
doing? You sound like you're having lots of fun.
You know, we usually have lots of fun. Some days, we always have good times.
And that young woman who answered the phone with a broken ankle, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what it was is she was trying to catch Elk Killer. And I don't know how. Our screener is Carrie is a great lady, and
she's a
she
real
goes,
nice
"Oh,
voice.
And nothing." I tell you, nothing shakes this woman. We come running out, you know. If you get a phone call about this, tell me don't live here. You know, she goes, "We got it." Anyway, what can we do for you, Jerry?
Well, the national news said something about this morning, and they said it in such a normal tone of voice and so quickly that I think it probably went over the heads of most people. What the president president and the Democrat Congress have done is they're making it easier for you to fill out a short form tax return by limiting the interest that you deduct from your house payment off your taxes, and they're going to only allow single people to deduct $500 and married couples to deduct $1,000.
For,
you know, when you make your house payment, so much is interest.
Right.
Well, that interest that you normally got to deduct
off your mortgage taxes. All your mortgage interest.
Right. You're not going to get to deduct anything but $500 now.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to check on that one, Jerry, because...
Well, you do. It was on your news this morning.
It was on our news this morning?
Yes, it was on this
station?
KQMS.
I'm looking at our little... I'm looking at our news producer.
Morning, probably around... oh, golly. I don't know. I didn't get up real early. Probably around 6:30.
Okay, Frosty's scrambling right now to look at it.
And this has been talked about lightly over the last couple of weeks. And it's just now got passed with whatever, all these tax omnibuses and stimulus and what have you.
You know, what I heard was that if you made, you know, so much money, X amount of dollars, that you were going to be reduced in the amount of mortgage interest you could take off. But, you know, but the amount of money you made was up in the millions. Now, if they're saying that they're going to reduce the mortgage interest on homes, that would be a death knell on our industry.
Oh yeah.
Because if that means, because you know every year you know you're writing off at least, you know, you're probably paying, you know, $12,000 or more in interest that you can write off your taxes. I mean that would kill people.
That's a significant amount of money.
It is significant, and I tell you what, Jerry, this is something we're going to check on.
I hope you do, because it's going to. Fortunately, yeah. I have my house paid for, but my kids don't have their house paid for. My sister doesn't. And when you're just an average income person and you're losing this kind of deduction, like you said, it's a nail in the coffin.
Well, it is. You know, when you look at, we have that we're going to have to look at that, because I would think that even Congress has got to be brighter than that.
That they would take away.
Yeah, maybe I am. You know, maybe I. You know, nobody's ever said that to me lately. You know, but it could be is that I am naive enough to think. But I just can't believe they would take away all of the interest that you pay on a mortgage. So what we're going to do is we're going to check on this, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you,
Jerry.
Okay, bye-bye.
She's always got her.
She's got something
ear to the ground.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. We get all types of emails from people and links to people like Jerry and Tony and Jim. And I can't even name everybody. And, I mean, I've got, like, you know, you put little flags on important things you get in emails. Mm-hmm. I look down at my on my screen today, and there's all flags there. And I'm going, I'm trying to get to it.
This is one that I think that we should bring to the attention of our listeners. The Shasta County Board of Supervisors will issue a proclamation declaring March as Women's History Month in Shasta County. Susan Wilson, local pres of League of Women Voters of the Reading Area, is going to receive it. She's going to say a few words about women in history and invite all those people interested to attend a March 22nd event, 1:30 in the McLaughlin Auditorium at Sequoia School, and the film Iron-Jawed Angels is going to be shown. Also, they're expecting to hear from Senator Boxer.
Senator Boxer, does she know we live up here?
She might be coming.
Senator Boxer may be coming to the North State?
Oh, she's been in Weaverville before she was actually pronounced.
Pronounced what, Senator?
Yeah.
When she was running, she was up there.
She was up there.
Did she ever come back?
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe to check on the gardens up there. Anyway.
So, March is Women's History Month. Thank you for paying attention.
Daniel.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Daniel?
Hey, I'm just calling about that mortgage interest thing.
Yeah, what did you hear?
Well, I heard that same clip, and they were just specifically talking about short form only, where they were adding the capability of at least deducting some of your mortgage interest.
Okay, so I see on short forms you don't take off your mortgage interest, is that right?
Right, and they put a box on there, apparently, that allows you to deduct, whether you're single or married, $500 or $1,000. because you never used to be able to do that on short form.
Okay, you know, that's right. I remember seeing something like that. So if you're still using a long form, which, you know, if you have a home, you probably should do, then you can still write off all that mortgage interest.
Well, we can only assume, you know.
Unless you make so much money. Now, that's what I saw. If you made over X million dollars or whatever it is, they were going to limit the amount of money you could write off on mortgages.
But the story didn't say anything about the long form. It only said short form.
Okay, short form. Okay, Jerry, so what it was is on the short form, now they've added a box so you can take off, actually take off some money off your taxes then.
Right.
Hey, Daniel, you're always there.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel. That's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by New Image Studios, 2655 Park Marina. Dan and Julia, great people, great job to do for you. They will do your brochures for your interior and exterior photography of your building and your business. Give Dan and Julia a call. Stop by and see them, 2655 Park Marina Drive.
Hey, there is going to be another event. We've got to let you know these things because, of course, MS has touched many people's lives. On Sunday, March 22nd, there is going to be a neurologist, Dr. Schaefer, who is coming up from UC Davis. He's going to be at the Senior Center from 10 to 11:30. And this is for the people and the event that bringing up Hope for MS, Helpful Options and Positive Energy for the Family and Friends event. And noon to 3 will be an open house. So hope to see you there.
Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You're talking about taxes?
Yes.
Well, I can barely hear you.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Turn up your radio.
They say there's nothing so sure in life as death and taxes. I just don't think death gets worse every time a legislative body's in session. I heard a caller, I just tuned in kind of late here, that they're thinking of taking away the mortgage deduction?
No. What it was, and Jerry, rightfully so, she heard something on one of our news broadcasts that said on the short form, what they're doing is they're putting on another box, which is what we found out later. They're putting another box and you can check so you can get some money back, where before in the short form you couldn't get any mortgage interest back. This way you can on the short form without having to, you know, produce a lot of documentation. The long form still lets you take off all your mortgage interest as of now. But then again, things are changing rapidly.
Well, I noticed too that Obama was suggesting that there be a limit on what you could write off for contributions if your income was such at a certain level.
That's right. He did say that.
Sabotage charities. I mean,
yep.
This guy doesn't seem to remember that the people that got the biggest tax cut under the Bush administration were the people that paid the most taxes because it was a straight across the board cut.
I think it was 4% for them and 3% for us.
I don't know. The Republicans have been awful dumb in the way they always answer those charges that the Democrats always throw in their face.
Well, you know, Republicans have let the Democrats get in there, and the Republicans just kind of like roll over and say, oh, beat me some more.
Yeah, so, you know, it kind of reminds you, you know, I get the feeling that the Democrats could sell an Eskimo in the middle of winter refrigerator, and the Republicans couldn't sell them a heating blanket.
Well, you know what? It's, you know, there's got to be there's probably a lot to be said for that, because we've elected a Congress and a Senate and a President that have said we're going to make radical changes to the way we do business here in the United States. And they are doing it. And so people that are upset are, you know, the economists that are holding their, you know, that their jaws are dropping by the way we're spending money and these other things shouldn't be surprised. Now, personally, I'm for giving them a chance because, you know, they got us into this. Let them give them a chance to get out. Now, do I agree with what they're doing? Not in all cases.
Well, you know, I thought at first when I saw some of his appointments, I said, well, maybe he's going to govern a little more from the middle. Now I'm questioning as to whether that was just window dressing, because all his policies so far have been put over from the hard left. Earmarks, this stimulus bill. How do you call it a stimulus bill when you got all these earmarks in there? It's the most larded bill that ever passed. I mean, like I said the other day, a good Jew couldn't even touch it. It's a full of porn.
Whoa.
You know, it's kind of like that pet store that that ordered tropical fish and got a dead corpse instead inside of a casket. Thanks for your call, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
That's true. That happened today, man.
Well, here's the other thing, too.
Maybe it was yesterday. Tropical fish and a corpse.
52% of our country voted for President Obama. And as I said the day before the election, he's promising to do these things, and I believe him. And, you know, if he promises to do these things and he does them, he's going to change the stem cell research. He said he was going to do that. He said he was going to cut back on the defense budget. He said he was going to do that. He said he's going to get out of Iraq. Well, he's not exactly getting out of Iraq, but, you know, but he's kind of moving in that direction. He said he's going to go back in Afghanistan. He's doing that. Now, does he have a way of getting out of Afghanistan? Haven't heard it yet. Say he's going to close down Guantanamo Bay. He's doing it. Well, he's not doing it right away. He's taking a year. And as we've just discovered, some people released last year are now leading terrorist attacks out of Pakistan. So what's he going to do with that 243 people? It's not clear. He said he was going to bring change to Washington by not bringing lobbyists in. Okay, he is bringing lobbyists in. Did he say he's going to change? We're going to have a sweeping through with new people. Okay, he hasn't really done that. But he has said he's going to do changes. Well, we're paying the piper. And one of two things is going to happen. People are going to wake up and say, oh, my God, we're in worse trouble than we are. Or they're going to say, this man is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So we're still... It's going to be interesting.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Had a big event yesterday.
There was a job fair in town, and they said there was almost 1,000 people there. I heard somewhere that there was people in construction and other people. This is the jobs that they've that this is their vocation.
Yeah.
And through losing their work, they're looking at what else can I do with my skills? I need a job. So if you went to the job fair or you had a friend that went to the job fair or you heard something about the job fair, we'd love to hear it. 221-1402. We just have a few minutes left, but we'd love to hear an insider's point of view.
Yeah, well, you know, look at Trader Joe's. When they put the applications out, you had 1,000 people applying for those jobs. And one of the things, too, I understand also in the job fair was that people were coming in and wanting – you know, part-time work. They were working other places, but it was they weren't getting enough hours. So instead of having a 30 or 40-hour week, they were getting 20 or 15-hour weeks because everybody's cutting back.
How about outside of Las Vegas, the In-N-Out Burger, where they had 1,000 applicants? Some people had MBAs. Well, I mean, let's flip a burger. I think this is like the Great Depression where no job is too menial.
Well, I think that, you know, and I hate to keep bringing this up. You know, no, I don't hate to keep bringing it up, but let's talk about illegals across come across the border. They say, oh, they take jobs that Americans wouldn't take. See, that's not true. So it's many, many jobs they have taken are in the construction industry. And many jobs they have taken are in middle, you know, the mid zone. It's not just picking grapes. And so you can't tell me that people in the North State or other places in California wouldn't take a job right now that pays them $10 to $15 an hour, just if nothing else, it helps them make ends meet. So, you know, that's one of the problems, again, is the amount of illegal immigration that's come across and the ones here. We're paying out more money than we're taking in, and it's not getting any better. But it's going back to the jobs is, what are ways we have of bringing jobs to the North State? And we talked to a guy the other day, and he's going to be on our show here soon, and we're going to talk about why he came to the North State with his business and his ideas on bringing more business from where he was at up here. He said, I can't believe we're not. He said it's a no-brainer to come up here. So why aren't we doing that? We're going to be talking about that next week.
Can I break down this pet store thing? I think it's just really funny.
Okay.
About how you can have miscommunication and how important it is to keep things straight. We were talking about the pet store owner who was waiting for shipment of tropical fish and saltwater by air cargo, and instead Pets Plus store owner got mixed up by receiving a body of a 65-year-old San Diego man who died of early-onset Alzheimer's disease. The body was being shipped for medical research. U.S. Airways released a statement saying the problem was caused by a verbal miscommunication between a delivery driver and the cargo representative. See?
It happens even in big business.
Republicans and Democrats.
No, you know what? There's got to be – I think we should find a better way of describing them because really they're all the same. Maybe we should call them the Demopubs. Yeah, Demopubs. I like that. You know, that they're not different anymore. They're all up there doing the same thing. You know, we've all got to start learning how to find different ways. Now, next week, some of the things we're going to be talking about, of course, is we're going to have the Libertarian Party coming in here. The Libertarian Party is something else that's maybe a little bit different.
We just have 2 minutes left, so let's get the phones.
Hey, John, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I hope I'm still getting out. I just wanted to kind of leave the show on a positive note.
Yay!
Thank you!
Yeah, you bet. Hey, this shrinking of the economy, it's going to do one positive good thing, and that is it's going to shrink our government. And I was worried that would never happen, but if the money's not there and people aren't going to get paid, they're not going to work for the government. So, positive note.
That's a positive note, John. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Hey, we love our callers and our listeners,
I mean,
I'll tell you.
It's positive as long as they don't pay the government first. Okay, all right. Tomorrow we have Robert Logan, attorney at law, and of course Friday is open line chaos. Anything we can talk about, we're saving some stuff. And again, I want to thank Senior Chief Robert Burroughs. Boondocker Ball.
Great, thank you for being here. 241-7523, United Way.
There you go, United Way. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?